From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Today, Congress expects to take up an extension of unemployment benefits. The Senate bill will come with a number of provisions attached that would renew about 60 different tax breaks. NPR's Larry Abramson has details.
In this test vote, Democrats will have to win the support of at least one Republican senator in order to cut off debate on a long-term extension of unemployment benefits. Congress only passed a recent 30-day extension after overcoming a campaign by a single senator to block the legislation. The Senate bill would also renew a number of tax breaks that expire December 31st. One would give states help with Medicaid payments. Another would stop a cut in Medicare payments to doctors. Other tax breaks include a college tuition deduction, one for teachers who buy their own supplies, a credit for restaurant owners and retailers who remodel their own businesses, an extension of COBRA health benefits for the unemployed, and a $1 a gallon credit for producers of biodiesel. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.
A new survey of employers finds that almost three-quarters think their staffing levels will be stable in the second quarter of this year. NPR's Jack Spear reports the Manpower Incorporated survey covers 200 metropolitan areas.
The poll of more than 18,000 employers in the U.S. and Puerto Rico concerning their hiring plans found that 73% expect their own employment levels to remain steady for the April through June quarter. 16% say they're likely to increase staff levels, while 8% expect further layoffs. 3% are undecided. For the upcoming quarter, in all four regions of the country, employers were more optimistic, with employers in the Northeast the most upbeat, followed by the South, the West, and the Midwest. The rosier jobs assessment follows better-than-expected government employment figures for February, which showed the economy losing fewer jobs than expected and the unemployment rate holding steady. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.
Vice President Biden is meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Israel today. He wants to move the peace process another step forward. He also has some strong words on Iran after Israeli criticisms of U.S. efforts to engage Iran.
We're determined to prevent Iran from acquiring nuclear weapons, and we're working with many countries around the world to convince Tehran to meet its international obligations and cease and desist.
Israelis and Palestinians agree to U.S.-mediated indirect peace talks. Palestinians say they will not hold direct talks with Israel unless Israel halts new Jewish settlement in Gaza and the West Bank. Iraq's Independent Election Commission says 62% of eligible voters turned out for Sunday's parliamentary elections. Ballots are still being counted. Officials say they'll have results in a few days. On Wall Street, early trading, very little change in the market. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down a fraction, the NASDAQ up 1 point. This is NPR News. Nigeria's acting president has fired the country's top security advisor following deadly sectarian attacks. Hundreds of Christians died in the massacre. NPR's Gwen Tompkins has more on the story.
The attacks on three Christian villages in central Nigeria were not exactly a surprise. A Christian strike on Muslims in the region last January killed hundreds of people, and many there expected reprisals. Authorities in Plateau State imposed a dusk-to-dawn curfew, but the curfew did little Sunday to save lives. Witnesses say as many as 200 people died, although government authorities dispute that figure. Sectarian and ethnic violence has beset central Nigeria for years. Farming and pastoralist communities there are also fighting over land. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has called for those responsible for this most recent spate of violence to be prosecuted. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Nairobi.
A 17-mile stretch of Interstate 70 west of Denver remains closed today after a big rock slide that's left holes in the road and in a bridge. Huge boulders are also lying in the roadway. Some of them have been blasted apart now. Colorado Department of Transportation spokesman Bob Wilson says the shortest usable detour is 200 miles.
There's no easy way around that closure. In addition, it's wintertime, so a lot of the roads, the local roadways, are not open to winter travel as well.
Under normal circumstances, up to 25,000 vehicles use I-70 each day in the area about 110 miles west of Denver. And forecasters say more rain's coming to Arizona, where the Phoenix area has already received more rain this year than typically falls in 7 months. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.